He'll take it. He had been in a big slump. And now Oda, who has walked twice, see if he gets a pitch to hit. Last time it was a four-pitch walk. Ooh, he does not get hit. Instead, he gets hit. Oh, was it on the elbow guard? Yes, it was. You could definitely hear the click. There goes Kenny Garcia pointing the elbow guard. I'm thinking, was it that or the knob of the bat? That seems like it stung Oda. And he's got that brace on. They all do, the Evo Shield brace, but that's still can't feel very good. That'll protect you some, but still trying to shake it out and get feeling back. So the first two have reached. Oda on base three times, 0-0. And here's a pop fly off the end of the bat by Villavicencio. There's Fergus waving for it, makes the catch, no advancement on the bases. Villavicencio looking to do damage, two on, no outs, pops it up. Now Blaine McIntosh will come up. Well, the Threshers are a dangerous club offensively. We saw when they put up four runs with two outs in the ninth. On Tuesday, they had put up a four spot in a hurry in the fifth inning on Wednesday. So the Mets can't feel comfortable 4-2. You get two on and no outs. That's an inning where you really need to push the envelope and try to get a run or those or two in. Think back to that big winning streak Clearwater had, 13 games, four straight come-from-behind victories in the ninth or later against Lakeland. So even down to their last handful of outs, they can put up runs. McIntosh 0-for-2 today, a couple of flyouts to Boyd and left. Wilkinson's pitch crossed letters for a strike. 2-1. Slider up, three balls and a strike. McIntosh opts to use his timeout. The hitters count. One pitch. Missed. You can see Disson tapping his helmet, asking for the challenge. This is not a challenge game, so he would have lost the challenge. Maybe has had it as a ball. That loads the bases with one out. Disson not pleased at all with the result of that pitch, but who is he going to argue with? Come up here and argue with the computer. I haven't seen it done before, but you never know. The batter's going to be Rylan Thomas. See, Kenny Garcia saying that's the second mound visit. Five remaining for the Threshers. Thomas, an RBI single up the middle with two outs in the fourth. Breaking ball missed inside. The Threshers wary of a bunt. Will bring Mignetti in at third base. Fast strike. Finally, a close one goes in Wilkinson's favor. Martinez at third. Oda at second. McIntosh at first. At good speed for the trail runners. This pitch slides across the plate for strike two, and this time Thomas doesn't like the computerized strike call. And time called, another mound visit. Well, Disson using a couple quickly here. Felt the need to go face to face. I don't know if he's worried about Oda back there on second base, maybe picking up on something. Mound visit number three. One-two pitch is spoiled foul as Wilkinson ramps up a fastball to 91. High velocity pitch of the game for him. One-two pitch, and he gets the strikeout. Thomas chases up high for a key second out. Both teams have had a couple of those swinging strikeouts they'd like back up, up top. So it's up to Jet Williams, and it looks like J.R. Murphy is going to bring in a new pitcher. So the lefty, Wilkinson, will not stand to face the righty Williams. It'll be a new pitcher when we come back. The Mets have the bases loaded with two outs.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There's Alex Rayo, and a hometown kid from Hobe Sound, which is only about 15 minutes south of Port St. Lucie, if that. And he will inherit a big spot, bases loaded, two outs, and Jet Williams at the plate. First pitch zipped in. Must have been high, ball one. So Rayo, when he was announced over the PA system here, that was about the biggest ovation for players we've had maybe all year, home or away. He's got a cheering section up from Hobe Sound. 1-0 pitch, a strike. That reminds me of Jeremy Vasquez, former St. Lucie Met infielder, who was from right down the road. He played for St. Lucie years ago. Always had a group of fans here. As Rayo misses with the slider. Well, he's from Hobe Sound, but he went to Notre Dame. Eighth round pick last year by the Phillies. This is his 10th game and his fourth out of the bullpen. Two-one pitch is high, and now he's in danger of walking in a run. Rayo technically appearing in a second straight game. Pitched the final two innings on Wednesday before the rain washed out the remainder of that morning afternoon game. 3-1, Williams will fly it into right. Here comes Fergus running towards it, dives, can't get it. One run is in, here comes a second. And then another, three are in as McIntosh scores. What a big hit by Jet Williams. Fergus with the all-out dive. Can't get it. Martinez, Oda, and McIntosh all running on contact. Come around. See the throw way offline. Easy run for Blaine. That's a three-run double for Jet Williams. And it's now a 7-2 Mets lead. And Jet Williams clears the bases. Perozzo flies one high and deep to left. Ballpark will hold it. Crawford makes the play, and the inning is over. But what a big hit by Jet Williams. Probably his biggest hit of the season to date. Threshers trying to mount the comeback. Jet Williams provides the Mets their biggest lead of the day. It's 7-2 St. Lucie at the end of six.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's almost cathartic watching the grounds crew do their work. Grounds crew Dave, the rake, EJ down there. Of course, Bobby Dodd was the middleman. Can't tell you how much the grounds crew must love that pie slice. You see, they have to pick up their dragging equipment right before they get to that line. First pitch is a called strike to Crawford. Benito Garcia back to work. The five-run lead now. Jet Williams, the big three-run, two-out triple. Double, rather. Out of the range of Fergus. Providing the Mets a lot of breathing room. I know the grounds crew's down there listening. Love those guys. I wonder if anybody has told them that other teams in the league, you know, that pie slice line is dotted. In Daytona, Palm Beach, they don't draw it from the back of the bag all the way to the grass. Caught on to that down in Palm Beach weeks ago. I, for one, like the full line. I know that Clearwater grounds crew, when we were there, they didn't have to pick up their draggers. All right through there. Here's a ground ball to Reimer. It's going to be have to go fast, and he does. Just in the nick of time to get the speedy Crawford. No time for anything but catch and throw against that guy running. Oh, stumbled out of the blocks. That might have helped Reimer. Might have helped the umpire make an easier call. So one out in the top of the seventh brings up Otto Kemp. He will now except the changeup. Reminder that once this game is over after nine innings, 30-minute break, then seven-inning game two. This fastball is in for a strike at 93. We'll continue to be on Bally Live, MILB Channel 3 on the Bally Live app homepage. O2 fouled away. Just look at the pie slice. Solid lines. Edge of the grass all the way to the base. O2 pitch grounder deep to third. You know, social media Rich last year put out a video of the pie slice a few weeks after it came to the Florida State League, which it came to the Florida State League just after the Major League All-Star break. And that video on TikTok and Instagram, it had like a million views. That was such a polarizing rule. As this ball is a hot shot grounder too short, DeVincenzo middle to pie slice, throws to first base for the out. Two down. Kemp is retired. It's a pair of nice plays on the left side of the infield for St. Lucie. So much was made about, you know, the new rules in the majors with the shifting and the bigger bags and the pitch clock. And that's stuff we've dealt with here in the minors for years now. Years. Amazing what happens when you put video and you post it out there as it's grounded foul by Rinconis. It's amazing just how something like that catches fire. Scott Oder is making all sorts of friends out there. Expect to see a lot of kids in the stands tonight. They're all in for free. On school's out night. Changeup, no good. Line drive. DeVincenzo throws late. And Rinconis is safe. It looked like DeVincenzo just could not quite squeeze that ball into his glove. Left it behind. And Rinconis reaches safely. Ruled a hit. Infield single for Rinconis Jr. Now 1-for-4. The inning will continue for Disson. He swings at the slider for strike one. Slider, strike two. One-two slider swung on and missed. Garcia strikes out Disson, who goes down swinging for the third time. No sweat for Garcia in the seventh. Just a two-out infield hit. Great slider. Started off the plate, stayed off the plate. And now we're at the seventh inning stretch. 7-2 St. Lucie.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Mets enjoying a sizable lead of 5 runs. And the Mets, you know, it's been an interesting season when it comes to their wins. Of course, they don't have as many as they'd like. 10, as this pitch is outside, but you know, they've had a couple of just routes. They look like world beaters some nights. And then they have some really tight wins as Lara pulls this one foul. I mean, the Mets' first win of the season was 9-1. They just dominated Jupiter back in mid-April. They had that crazy 18-4 win over Jupiter earlier this month. As this ball is grounded deep at short. Backhanded by Rincon. Here's the throw. A dart. Dug out at first base by Castillo. And Lara is out. And last weekend, the Mets won a game 2-1 on a Saturday. They won 4-2. The next day, Sunday against Palm Beach, they had a 1-run win in Daytona, in which the tying run was at second base with no outs in the ninth. Daytona, the Mets won that game in the skin of their teeth, then lost 9 in a row. A couple of really close wins in a doubleheader against Jupiter, 2 runs and 1 run. So a 5-run lead. It's not like the massive lead they had, 18-4 or 9-1, but it's not the slim 1 or 2 run leads they've won with either. Reimer drives this ball deep to right. Foul. So, yeah, today is developing into an interesting game. The nice lead, not out of range, but not playing with a lot of stress. As Reimer calls time. Looking for his first hit today. He's 0-for-3. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Uh-oh, don't fall down the steps. She's teetering as Reimer takes a called third strike. We'll draw applause from the Rayo group down below. Oh, no, the little girl did take a tumble walking down the steps. There she is right there. She stayed upright, but she took a spill. I think she's okay. Oh, you can see her up in the top left there. Yeah. She's okay. First pitch is strike to Martinez. Sometimes I get distracted on the broadcast by the fans. Sometimes. Most times. And swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Martinez having a nice bounce back day. The couple of days of rest probably helped him out. A couple of hits, including a double. Grounds it to his first base counterpart. Castillo takes it himself, and that's an easy inning for Rayo. After giving up the three-run double to Williams, who's retired four in a row. We're through seven. We will stick with it here on the broadcast and send it up to the booth as I will go over the trivia question. If I can remember what it was. There it is. Hey, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Phil. He posts the trivia question. He chats on the Bally Live crowd zone. He feels a little lonely today, so help the poor kid out. Okay. The trivia question. Who was the previous New York Mets single-A team before St. Lucie? Remember, St. Lucie was a high-A team affiliated with the Mets since 1988 until 2021. Prior to St. Lucie, it was the Columbia Fireflies, who are now the Royals' single-A affiliate. So if you answered Fireflies, you are correct. Brooklyn Cyclones were the short-season A team for the Mets. Now they are the high-A team. Carolina Mudcats, I believe, associated with the Atlanta Braves. And Las Vegas 51s, that was the Mets' AAA affiliate for a while. That was a tough trip, getting those guys from AAA Las Vegas over to Citi Field. Long flights there. They are now the Las Vegas Aviators associated with the Oakland Athletics. So if you answer Columbia Fireflies, you're right. And before that, the Columbia Fireflies were the Savannah Sand Gnats. And, of course, once the Sand Gnats left, the Savannah Bananas took over. And I think we all know about what the Bananas are right now. Maybe one day we'll get the Bananas at Clover Park. Well, it's been an exciting game. The Mets looking for their first win this series against Clearwater. Clearwater has dominated the season series 8-0. But the Mets have a 7-2 lead, looking for the last six outs. Benito Garcia is on the mound, and we will send it back down there now. That's Benito. Will face off against Castillo. Castillo 2-for-3 today with a single and a double. Looks to bunt. Should be a surprise given the situation of this game. 5-run lead in the 8th inning. Fastball is low. Phillips added another trivia question. In the Sandlot, Babe Ruth says, I don't know why, but can I have this? When referring to a baseball card, that player would go on to break Babe Ruth's all-time home run record. Who was that? Ground ball, sharply hit to Lara, knocks it down, stays with it, throws to first, and makes the play. So we have Wilfredo Lara, outfielder, now turned infielder, has had some hot shots at second today. He's handled most nicely, including that one. So that trivia question is posted now on Bally Live app. We can keep that one through the next game, I believe. Can we? Yes, we can. So that'll roll over into game two. There's Boyd. He takes a strike on a slider. And then John tells me that he's got a trivia question, a Mets-related trivia question. And Philip nods in approval. He does. So two trivia questions for game two. Boyd tied up. Strike two. So really three trivia questions total spanning the whole day. I like that. That's good. Boyd has not been retired. He's not on this pitch either. He's got a walk, a bunt single, and then the infield single that caromed off of Orellana just above his knee. That's almost got him out. Orellana was able to stay in the game. 1-2 pitches rolled foul. Slider, low. Good attempt. Boy doesn't bite. Two pitch, swung on and missed. Good sinker by Garcia. And he retires Boyd for the first time today. Two up, two down for Garcia. And he's looking like a pitcher who has earned another promotion up to Brooklyn. Very relaxed and casual about it. Face Cade Fergus. One for three with two strikeouts. This fastball in the outside corner for strike one. And Garcia's retired 6 of 7 since entering with just an infield hit. A 1 slider knocked out of play. Ball off towards the Mets dugout. Nothing in two. Breaking ball lined into left center field for a base hit, maybe more. That's what Fergus is thinking out of the box. Makes it all the way to the warning track, and he will head to second with a two-out double. Cade Fergus, with an extra base hit. Pressure's trying to mount a late comeback and send up Mignetti, who's responsible for the two runs on the board for Clearwater, a two-out, two-run single. Last time up in the sixth, cut the Mets 4-0 lead in a half. Jet Williams not long after a three-run double. First pitch, slider, strike one. Line drive out to Oda. Right there. Put it away for out number three. Another good inning by Benito Garcia. They're 2 1/3 scoreless. Mets looking for some insurance when they come back to the plate, leading 7-2.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Jaden Estanista is a new pitcher for the Threshers. There he is, taking over in the bottom of the eighth inning, down by five. Oda V. Vicencio and McIntosh, the slated hitters against Estanista. First pitch straight over the top fastball at 90 for strike one. Estanista from Curacao, international free agent signed in 2019. Big leg kick, fastball for strike two on Oda. Scott today, two walks and hit by a pitch. He has scored a couple of runs. I'm sure he'd like to swing the bat before the day is done. Not on this pitch. By the way, Gilbert Gomez kind enough to provide me with the Game 2 Mets lineup, and Scott Oda is in that one as well. So if you can't get a swing in here, try again later. He golfs this ball deep right field. That's going to land fair. Bounce off the wall. And Oda cruises in the second with the leadoff double. Great on-base day for Scott Oda. Four out of four. Golfs it down there. Mets have an insurance run out there on second base as Villavicencio comes up. Vicencio today, 1-for-3, an RBI single back in the first inning. Fouls this one back overhead. And Disson with another mound visit. Have some Little Leagues in the house tonight, so you'll see some t-shirt jerseys from other teams. Can't all be Mets fans. Mr. Red Sox there. There's a horde of kids down the first base side in the concourse. They've established their spot. Planted their flag. They're ready for the foul balls from these righty hitters. The 0-1 pitch is popped up. That'll be more for the crowd behind the plate. And I think a young lady just saved her kid, maybe, who was unawares, and just batted that ball away, and now the search is on. That'll get the crowd livened up. Nothing in two on Villavicencio, who's making friends by providing souvenirs in the stands. And he takes this one outside. Two fastball in. Two balls, two strikes. Previous pitcher, Alex Rayo. Young man from Hope Sound, an inning and a third, one hit, no runs, three inherited runs allowed, no walks, and a strikeout. A Line drive, base hit for Villavicencio. Oda will advance to third. And the Mets have runners on the corners. A couple of hits to start off the bottom of the eighth inning. Looking to expand the lead. What they hope will be their final at-bat. So far, so good. Brings up Blaine McIntosh. Mets ordered today. They've had production almost 1 through 9. Villavicencio now is two hits from the 7th spot. McIntosh earned a walk. Last time up and scored. Number 9 hitter Ryland Thomas, an RBI single. We'll go back to the top end. Jett with the run and 3 RBI. Millar from the 3 spot, 2-run homer. Martinez from the 5th spot, 2 hits, 2 runs. Oda from the 6th spot, on base 4 times. Almost everybody has contributed offensively as the infield will now come in for the Threshers. First pitch, a ball, an uncontested stolen base for Villavicencio. Pretty sure official scorer Bill will give him a stolen base there. I don't think we're quite at the indifference stage. Line drive, base hit for McIntosh. This will bring in Oda for an 8-2 Mets lead. And Blaine with the big hit in the eighth. The lead expands. Villavicencio stops at third. And Ryland Thomas will now come up, trying to make it 4 hits in a row. Is inside. The official scorer Bill did say defensive indifference on that advancement to second on by Villavicencio, who now stands at third. Silently thinking about it to myself, yeah. I was going to say it probably is indifference. This pitch is a ball. Well, now, all of a sudden, Disson is interested with McIntosh starting and stopping off of first base. Fastball down at 92, 3-0. So that's the Nistas coming here, allowing 3 straight hits to start the inning. Now is in danger of walking. Thomas on 4 pitches. But he does not. A strike at the knees makes it 3-1. Pickoff throw. McIntosh back in safe. No tag. Thomas skies one into right field. Fergus will make the catch. Villavicencio tagging. He will score. Throw to second base is going to be in time by McIntosh. Run should count. Now, there's only 2 outs, so run definitely counts. But McIntosh thrown out at second base for the second out of the inning. But the Mets do play another run, 9-2. Here's the throw by Fergus. That's a good decision by Castillo to cut that off. Not going to get Villavicencio. A nice relay there by Castillo for the second out. Base is now empty. Thomas gets credit for the RBI sac fly. Back to the top in Jett. And Vincent Perozzo being told to get back in the on-deck circle by Kenny Garcia. Garcia did not like him creeping back towards behind the plate. I didn't think he was that far off, honestly. I've seen worse as this pitch is a strike. And a strike two, as Williams will now use his time. Chet coming off the three-run double in a huge spot. It was a 4-2 game. It was two outs. Clearwater had scored the most recent two runs. That really gave the Mets a chance to exhale. Williams called third strike by the ABS system. Can't believe it. He's out, and the inning comes to an end, but not before the Mets score two runs on three hits. They've expanded the lead to 7. Looking for the final three outs. When we come back, there'll be a new pitcher for St. Lucie.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Three outs to get for Brian Gursky, the new pitcher for St. Lucie. There he is, trying to close this out in a non-save spot. Taking over for Benito Garcia, who had a nice appearance, scoreless, 2 1/3, two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. Gursky appearing in now his 11th game. He's going to lead all pitchers. And it will be the top of the order to face, starting with Brian Rincon. First pitch misses for ball one. And a line foul. Reminder, fans, that after this game is completed, roughly 30-35 minute break, and then game two, which will feature the Mets wearing their special Saturday night jerseys, their book jerseys. This pitch misses. This jersey is up for auction right now on stlucymets.com/auction. We'll post Twitter photos shortly. Instagram too. 2-1 pitch is inside, ball three. Three-one pitch gets in for a strike, and it's a full count on Rincon, who has cooled off. 0 for 3 in the prior game, 0 for 4 today. We reached base the final four times on Tuesday. And he hits one over the mound, cut off by Vivasencio. Good throw on the run. One away in the top of the ninth. Mets played good defense today, just one error. That came on the errant throw by Orellana. He fielded a bunt. Instead of putting it in his pocket, threw it down the first baseline, but otherwise Mets have made a series of great plays. Starting with that Orellana comeback with the bases loaded and one out, stabbing it with his bare hand and throwing it home. 1-0 pitch is hit off the end of the bat to third, barehanded by Reimer, and he will hold it. Absolutely the right thing to do. And Crawford, with his speed, is on for the third time today in his second infield single in this game. Thresher is up to 11 hits now. Just the two runs. A lot of infield hits and only two doubles. No triples, no homers. This ball popped up right side. That looks like it'll reach the seats. Right into that kid zone. And they all go for it. Run, 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 run. She beat the boys. One curveball is outside. Curveball foul tip, strike two. Kemp uses his time. One-two curve is poked into shallow right field, waiting for Rylan Thomas. Puts it away for out number two, and the Mets are now an out away from getting their first victory over Clearwater this year and winning for the third time in their last five games. Come down to Gabriel Rincones Jr. 1-for-4 today, one of those several infield hits for Clearwater. First pitch, fastball low. Another one, low, two balls, no strikes. Fastball finds its way in. Gursky's 3-1 pitch is a high bouncer into the pie slice, cut off by Vivasencio. The throw, the dig, safe. The game continues. Now Martinez with a wry smile towards Goto, the umpire in his first game back in the league. We'll take a look at the replay as Rincones Jr., I think he was safe. Another infield hit. Two in the inning. Two for Rincones today. 12 hit for Clearwater. First and second. And that will bring up Disson. That counted 7. Their bunt or infield hits in this game for the Threshers. One of the reasons why they have 12 hits, but just the 2 runs. Not doing a lot of damage. Disson takes one low. He's had a tough day. He walked in the first plate appearance today for Clearwater and has struck out 3 times since. One pitch. Sweeps too far inside. Fastball below the knees. 3-1. Well, the Threshers not giving an inch here. Zgirsky's having a long inning. 20 pitches on the 10 strikes. Wonder if it's rust, not pitching in a while. 3-1 is off the plate. And the Threshers down by 7 in the ninth have loaded them up on 2 infield hits and a walk. So the Threshers still a lot of work to do to make the Mets nervous. They are grinding out at bats. We've mentioned that they have those 4 consecutive ninth inning and 10th inning comeback wins over Lakeland. So they know what it's been like to be down to their last handful of outs as this pitch just misses. And some of these close pitches that have been called balls by the ABS system seem to rankle both teams. As this one is certainly a strike. The strike zone might open up. In game 2. When the human calls it. 1-1 pitch is popped up into left center field. McIntosh is there. He makes the catch. Ball game over. Mets win. 9-2. They beat the Threshers for the first time this season, snapping a mini 2-game losing skid and winning for the 3rd time in the last 5 games. The Mets will line it up between second in the mound and the dugout, celebrating a big victory, 9-2, over the Clearwater Threshers. Mets offense came to life today. Pitching was really good against the top-ranked offense in the Florida State League. A well-played game all around by the Mets, one of their best of the year, and they did it against the best record in minor league baseball. The Threshers came in 31-10. They are now 31-11. Mets are 11-31. Winning pitcher, Douglas Orellana. Losing pitcher is Alex McFarland. Mets put a thumping on the Threshers early, a 2-run homer by Lara in the first inning, right out of the suspended game. They built the 4-0 lead, withstood the mini rally by the Threshers. Jet Williams opened it up with a 3-run double with 2 outs in the 6th inning. And the Mets offense kept it going, a couple of runs in the 8th inning to expand the lead and to make it no doubt that they would win this game. We'll take a break, come back with an abbreviated post-game show. Ahead of game 2 today, Mets win the first game 9-2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bally Live, where the Mets are winners today, 9-2 at Clover Park. Just been given word that the second game tonight will start at 7:20. That will be a seven-inning contest. Hopefully the Mets can take this momentum from Game 1 and win Game 2 as we go through the highlight package of Game 1. Here we are out of the two-day break with a home run by Wilfredo Lara, a two-run shot off of McFarland. The Mets had a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first. McFarland would bounce back to have a decent outing. 3 2/3, 3 hits, 4 runs for him via Vicencio with the two-out base hit to drive in a run. The Mets were good at that today. They had 4-5 runs scoring on two-out hits, including that one by Via Vicencio. He's now gotten hit in 8 of his last 9 games. Meanwhile, Douglas Orellana, look at this play. Outstanding. Bases loaded, one out, nursing a 3-0 lead. That was out number 2. He would then get Fergus later in the game. This was a safe play, but it kept the runner at third from scoring. And Orellana would get out of that mess. Scott Oda had a good game. He steals a base here. He was on all 4 times. Two walks hit by pitch and a double. Here's Ryland Thomas with another 2-out RBI hit. That made it a 4-0 Mets lead in the 4th inning. Orellana pitched well. Clearwater did its thing where they stole bases. 2 stolen bases for Justin Crawford in this game and 3 hits for the top prospect on the team. Fredo Lara at second base. Wide throw there. Runner was safe upon review, but the umpire called him out. That's all that matters. And Orellana climbs the ladder, gets a strikeout there. He struck out 6 4 2/3. 7 hits and 2 runs for Orellana. This one off of his knee. Could have made the play, dropped the ball right there. Boyd safe. That would have been the second out of the inning. Later in the inning, a 2-out, 2-run single by Mignetti. This made it a 4-2 game. That was the last batter for Orellana to face. Garcia ended up coming up in and cleaning up the rest of the 6th inning. Meanwhile, maybe the hit of the game, Jet Williams, bases loaded, 2 outs. Fergus dives. He can't quite get it. Mets running on contact. 3 runs come in. Throw is offline. McIntosh scores. That opened up a 7-2 lead for the Mets. Later in the game, McIntosh with the base hit. That made it 8-2. Mets would get a sack fly from Ryland Thomas here for the final run of their afternoon. 9-2. McIntosh getting a little greedy there, trying to take second. Couldn't quite get there. Bases loaded, 2 outs on the 9th. Armless fly ball induced by Gursky, who does not give up a run in the 9th. That's the final out of the game. And the Mets end up winners by a score of 9-2. Well, we have found out that first pitch in game number 2 today is at 7:20. We'll come back at 7:10 with the pregame show. And then John DeStefano will take you the rest of the way. So we'll shut down the broadcast for now. Come back on at 7:10 for pregame show number 2 today. Hello and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. Welcome back to Clover Park, everybody, for game two of today's festivities between the St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Clearwater Threshers as the Mets try to win two games in one day while the Threshers look to salvage and split the day, coming off the Mets' 9-2 victory in game one earlier. It's going to be a 7:20 first pitch here in game two. It's a beautiful night, as you can see from above, not a cloud in the sky. Welcome into the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano, he's going to be doing the play-by-play here for game two. I'll hand it over to him once we get going on the field of play. So, the Mets, great victory earlier today. All things considered, might be their best win of the season, given the score and how the team played and the opponent they did it against as Clearwater rolled into town with the best record in the minor leagues. That did not change over the first two games of the series as Clearwater won them both 6-2 and 6-0. But the Mets answered in a big way just a few minutes ago. Now we'll see if they can keep the momentum going here in game two. They got Jordani Ventura on the mound. He's been pitching great recently, and he's going to face a team that whacked him around pretty good about a month ago over in Clearwater. So we'll take a brief break here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll have a look around the league. We'll have the starting pitching matchup, the lineups, and that should take us up to first pitch. Meeting night jerseys. Let's take a look around the Florida State League and get an updated look at the standings. Palm Beach won earlier today, so the Cardinals remain in first place at 26-18. Jupiter is 24-19, a game and a half back. Jupiter playing right now. Daytona playing right now as well, 7.5 back, and the Mets gain no ground as both Palm Beach and St. Lucie won. Over in the West Division, Clearwater still has a very healthy lead, 7 games up on Fort Myers. Bradenton and Dunedin just above 500. Lakeland and Tampa far out of contention. Scores from around the league right now. Palm Beach beat Tampa 7-6. That was a single game starting at 4 o'clock, and they are done for the night. Fort Myers is up 2-0 at Dunedin. Bradenton leads Jupiter 3-0 in the bottom of the second. Daytona has a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third against Lakeland. And in the Mets organization, you can see Brooklyn all over, Winston-Salem. Omar Narvaez has a 2-run single in that rehab assignment. Binghamton beating up on Richmond in double-A action. Syracuse an early lead against Louisville. And the Mets and the Rockies get going at 9-10 tonight. So shaping up to be a really good day in the Mets organization. Pitching matchup in today's ball game features Jordani Ventura taking the hill for the Mets, New York's number 20 prospect. This will be his 9th game and his 8th start. Ventura has pitched brilliantly the last few times out. At Daytona on May 24th, 5 scoreless in relief, and then versus Palm Beach last Saturday, 5 shutout or 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, and he got his first victory of the season. He's looking to rebound from a rough start at Clearwater. Clearwater, 8 hits and 7 runs in an inning and 2/3. That was the lowest point for Ventura this season. He's been much better in May, just a 2.25 ERA this month. Ventura will be opposed by Gene Cabrera, who finally gets to pitch in a game. He's been slated to start 3 different times. The 21-year-old from Maracay in Venezuela is appearing in his 7th game with his 4th start. He's 1-1 with a 5.40 ERA. He did not face off against the Mets when these two teams played in Clearwater in late April. The last appearance for him was against Bradenton on May 18th. 4 innings, 4 hits, and a run. There is your starting pitching matchup. Reminder, this will be a 7-inning game with 1 canceled game in this series. We will be back to normally scheduled baseball tomorrow at Clover Park with first pitch in a 9-inning game starting at 12:10. 1 game in the series lost to the schedule, as they say, will not be made up. So the Mets' hopes of playing a full 132-game season will be extinguished after that rainout yesterday. Lineups for both teams will begin with the visiting Threshers. Ricardo Rosario will lead off and play center. Justin Crawford bats second. He's the DH. Otto Kemp hits third. He's at second. Gabriel Rincones Jr. bats cleanup. Jordan Disson, or rather Jordan Viers, bats cleanup. Felix Reyes. Byers bats fifth, rather. Reyes sixth. Cole Moore seventh. Ryan Leach eighth. And Eric Brito ninth. For the Mets side, Wilfredo Lara will lead off. Jet Williams at second. Plays second. Or plays short, rather. Junior Tillian bats third and plays third. Jacob Reimer will be cleanup in DH. Scott Oda is the third baseman batting fifth. Eduardo Salazar hits sixth. He's at first base. Rylan Thomas bats seventh. He's in center. Adriel Lantigua gets his second start of the season. He hits eighth. And Blaine McIntosh will bat ninth. That is how the Mets and the Threshers stack up for game two of today's festivities. Mets will be taking the field momentarily, and we will get this game underway. Got a good, healthy crowd here today on summer reading night. Kids getting free books upon entry and free entry as well. And most will stick around to see the post-game fireworks show, which will be coming up immediately following the final pitch of tonight's game. So, a long day of baseball set to continue momentarily. Music has been cued. Mets being introduced. Just waiting for the boys to run on out. Led by Jordani Ventura. There he goes. And those unique jerseys being worn tonight are up for auction right now. StLucieMets.com/auction. All proceeds from these jerseys will go to buy book vending machines for schools here on the Treasure Coast. We now send it to public address announcer Paulie Briggs for tonight's national anthem. What a performance that was. That was Tristan McIntosh, sister of Mets outfielder Blaine McIntosh. Well, Blaine's not inspired to play good baseball after that. I don't know how he could be inspired otherwise. That was fantastic. What a treat that was by Tristan McIntosh. We thank her for that performance. Well, the Mets and Threshers getting ready to continue their long day at Clover Park. But, hey, after not playing at all yesterday and only getting half an inning of baseball in on Thursday and only playing 7 out of 9 innings on Wednesday. These two teams should be chomping at the bit to play a long day of baseball here. It's going to be a total of 16 innings, potentially more if there are extras. Jordani Ventura, there he is, and a good look at the Mets jerseys tonight. Summer reading jerseys, very unique. Get yours now on stlucymets.com/auction. Goes to a good cause. Book vending machines here on the Treasure Coast. Ventura on the year. 4.91 ERA and dropping. His eighth start, his ninth game, 31 strikeouts in 26 innings. The issues with the walks seem to be curtailed. And he will get a redo against this talented Threshers lineup. And now here with the play-by-play for Game 2 tonight, the one and only John DeStefano.
Thanks so much, Adam. Ventura on the mound. Facing leadoff batter Ricardo Rosario. We're just about ready to get started. Game 2, and here's the first pitch. Ventura misses outside, ball one. 7:24, time of first pitch for Game 2 here at Clover Park. 1-0 from Ventura. Over for a called strike. The count even at 1-1. Rosario did not play the first game. Large turnover in the lineup between Games 1 and 2 for Clearwater. He looks at a called strike there. Count moves to 1-2. Rosario, a .214 batter on the year. And swings and misses upstairs. Strike 3. And Ventura through the first batter. That'll bring the ever-dangerous Justin Crawford to the plate. Had a very nice game one, went 3-for-5. And hammers that one towards second. Snared there by Lara onto first. And two quickly down in the inning. Experiment with Lara at second largely seems to be working for the Mets. He started the year playing in left field. And now the last couple of games at second. Otto Kemp at the plate. He went 0-for in the first game, but extended his on-base streak to 29 games by drawing a walk. He'll face an 1-0 count against Ventura. 1-0 is outside, 2-0. Ventura misses again upstairs. 3 balls in a row, no strikes. The 3-0. Swung on and missed. Big cut from Kemp. Ventura trying to keep runners off the base pass in the first. He'll deliver the 3-1. Curveball pours in for strike 2. Count is now full. The 3-2 swung on and missed. Dropped by Lantigua, but on to first for the out. And 1-2-3 go the Threshers. A nice start for Ventura. That'll bring up the Mets in the bottom of the first.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Wilfredo Lara leads things off for the Mets in the bottom of the first. Went 1-for-4 back in the first game. Drove in 2. After struggling at the end of the Palm Beach series, looking to get himself back into form. He skies the first pitch he sees out towards right. Calling for it is Rosario. Well, he'll actually defer at the end there to Villars, who will make the catch and the first out of the inning. Bring Jet Williams to the plate. He was 1-for-4 as well in the first game. Did have a big double to drive in 3 runs and break the game open. As he looks at a called strike. That one swung on and missed. 83-mile-an-hour slider on the inside corner. Count 0-2 against Williams. Williams, absolutely a player you want to pitch from ahead in the count. He has a terrific eye. Taken many a walk this season. This one skied into center field. Coming on is Rosario, camped under it. They'll put it away for the second out. So two quickly gone in the bottom of the first. Junior Killian at the plate. Killian got a rest in game one, seeing his first action today. Looks at a called strike from Cabrera. Now working quickly, the 0-1, that's spiked in front of the plate, and it looks like it caught a piece of Ryan Leach. Looks to be okay. Ball glanced apparently off of his wrist. The 1-1, that's slapped on the ground towards left field. It's through for a base hit. And Tillian on with 2 outs. Nice job there by Tillian. Saw a pitch he could handle over the plate and laced it into left field. They'll send Jacob Reimer up. He went 0-for in the first game with 2 strikeouts. This one hit on the ground and threw for another base hit. And the Mets with something doing now in the bottom of the inning, man on first and second. So 2 straight pitches from Gene Cabrera find their way on the ground into left field. That'll bring Scott Oda up. Slow start to the season for Oda, but has really come around in the last couple of weeks. was 1-for-1 in the first game and drew 2 walks. That one hit hard on the line towards right field. It's fair. Tillian coming home to score. Oda on his way to second. Reimer coming on his way home. He'll score. And Oda all the way to third with a big 2-out triple. And the Mets, just as they did in the first game, take a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the inning. So many times at the beginning of this season, Mets fans saw this team trail after the first inning, but now with a guaranteed lead, much easier to play from in front. Maybe a chance for Ventura to relax out there on the mound when he comes out for the second inning. Eduardo Salazar at the plate. He swings and misses at strike two. Salazar, a .257 batter on the year. And looks at a called strike three, and the Mets will go down in the inning, but not before two big runs score off the bat of Scott Oda. And that will send us to the top of the second.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Gabriel Rincones Jr. will lead things off for the Threshers at top of the second. Rincones was 2-for-5 in the first game. Continues a very nice season in Clearwater, batting .273 with 5 home runs. Ventura missed with the first pitch. Count is 0-1. 1-0. Ventura sees a 70-mile-an-hour curveball over for a called strike. That one ripped foul. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Slight delay as we get that foul thrown in. Troy gets a sign, comes to the plate. This one hit in the air, hard toward center field. Going back for it is Thomas. It's over his head. Bouncing off the wall, the throw comes in from Thomas, but Rincones cruises into second with a leadoff double. A very well hit ball gets over the head of Rylan Thomas in center field. A difficult thing to do. Thomas, plenty of speed out there, but that one was torched. So now the Threshers threatening, looking to answer the Mets, trailing 2-0. Jordan Beers at the plate. Scuffling through a tough season at the dish, batting just 178. This one hit on the ground towards Salazar. Easily gloved there. He'll make the play himself. But Rincones finds his way to third on the play. Now with man on third and one out. Felix Reyes comes to the plate. Reyes, a 281 batter on the year. He skies this one down the right side, but out of play. So Ventura, no stranger to pitching from tough spots, finds himself in one here. The 0-1, and no pitch. Time was called and granted. Very late, but allowed at the plate by Kenny Garcia. Very long hold from Ventura. Now the 0-1. That one sprayed foul. No balls, two strikes against Reyes. Small leadoff third for Rincones. The pitch hit in the air towards right. That one's dropping fast. Sliding in is McIntosh, who's unable to make the play. Rincones will come home and score. And Reyes, with a one-out single, will cut the Mets' lead in half, 2-1. See another look at that. McIntosh looks like he got caught in between there. Tried to make a sliding stab at it, but unable to make the squeeze. Cole Moore at the plate. Batting in the 7 hole tonight. Hasn't had the ideal season to date, batting 195. The 1-0 is swung on and hit back towards the screen. Count even at 1-1. Glance over at first from Ventura. Now the pitch. 93-mile-an-hour heater called strike two. Reyes away from first. The 1-2. Called strike three on the outside corner. Down goes Moore. Ventura got him with a fastball. I'll send Ryan Leach to the plate. And he sends the first pitch he sees skyward. Behind second base, calling for it is Lara, and he'll put it away. But the Threshers score one in the inning, cutting the Mets' lead down to 2-1. And that's the way we'll take it to the bottom of the second.
Best tailgate brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Rylan Thomas leads off the inning for the Mets. As Gene Cabrera begins his second inning of work. Thomas quickly behind 0-2 after fouling off two straight pitches. And now hits one on a line over the head of third baseman Felix Reyes, and that's down for a base hit. Nice two-strike approach there by Thomas. Not trying to do too much with the ball over the plate. Deposits it into left field. Got to bring Adriel Lantigua to the plate. Also got a rest in the first game. Now facing an 0-1 count. A big cut there. But a miss. Count is quickly 0-2 against Lantigua. This one hit on the ground towards third. Gloved by Reyes. On to second. The turn is good, and the throw is in time. Nice turn there at second by Otto Kemp, and the Threshers complete the twin killing. Take another look. Well fielded there by Reyes. Turned at second and on to first. You can't draw it up any better than that. I'll bring Blaine McIntosh to the plate. Had a nice game in game one. Went 1-for-3 with a walk. That one too high. Count 1-1 against McIntosh. That one sprayed down the left field line, but foul. Count moves to 1-2 against McIntosh. That one over for strike two. As we get our score bug corrected here. It is correct now. And a curveball over for strike three, but a challenge at the plate by McIntosh, but it will stay a strike. The Mets go down in order in the second, but still maintain a 2-1 lead.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park as we begin the top of the third inning. Mets leading the Clearwater Threshers 2-1. After a two-out triple by Scott Oda back in the first, open the scoring. Eric Brito at the plate for his first at-bat of the evening. Brito swings and misses at a pitch well outside, count 1-1. Ventura working quickly, pours over a curveball for strike two. Now Brito will use his one timeout. The 1-2 from Ventura is spiked in the dirt, well blocked there by Lantigua. Count is even. Another long hold for Ventura, and he'll step off for his first disengagement. And now an auto ball will be called against Ventura, so that did not step off in time. And he misses with his next pitch, walking Brito. It's a bit of a confusing sequence there for Jordani Ventura. Was about to deliver a 2-2. Was denied the step off. Home plate umpire Kenny Garcia said he did not step off in time. It charged him with the automatic ball. Then the next pitch sent Brito to first. Now a throw behind, but not in time. And a challenge at the plate by Ricardo Rosario. And that strike has been reversed to a ball. So 1-0 the count. So good challenge there by Rosario. Shows a bunt sign there. Couldn't put it away in time. Whiffed completely. Now the count is even at 1-1. This Threshers team has great speed. They use it to their advantage every single game. And maybe looking to manufacture some runners in scoring position here, as Ventura misses outside. Rideau with a small lead away from first as Ventura checks over. That was his first disengagement of the at-bat. Now a larger lead for Brito. The 2-1 is outside. Slider just missed. The appeal not granted. Count now 3-1 against Rosario. Ventura with a glance over to first. Now comes to the belt and delivers high and inside. And he's now walked two straight batters. That brings the dangerous Justin Crawford to the plate. Already having himself a day at the dish. And not someone Ventura can afford to take lightly in this situation. Really, any situation. Anytime Justin Crawford comes to the plate, he can change a game with one swing. First pitch misses inside. Crawford able to bail out of the way. A good job by Lantigua to keep it in the circle. So traffic on the base pass once again. Ventura trying to pitch himself out of trouble. The 1-0. Chin music there from Ventura. And you wonder if that issue with the automatic ball a couple of batters ago affected him as he's struggling to find the plate right now. The 2-0. Inside again. But they say Crawford went around on the check swing. So Ventura, fortunate there. Crawford looked like he got just a little loose, and he's unable to hold up. Now the 2-1. Same pitch, same location, and a swing called at the plate by Kenny Garcia. So the count 2-2 as Crawford uses his timeout. Good job to battle back in the at-bat by Ventura. A glance at second, now come to the plate, but inside with a fastball, just missed the inside corner. Crawford has worked the count full. Two on, nobody out, top of the third. A curveball misses inside. In fact, it hit Crawford. So he'll make his way to first. And with two walks and a hit batsman in the inning, the Threshers have loaded the bases. That will induce a conference. We'll get our first look at pitching coach Dan McKinney. McKinney, a frequent sight here at Clover Park, but always knows just when to go talk to his pitchers. He does a very good job with the mental aspect. He's able to settle them down, and the results really speak for themselves. Once he makes his presence known. He's really done a good job picking his spots this season and knows just when to talk to his pitcher. So conference over, we can continue. Ventura very much in a jam here. Bases full of Threshers. nobody out. Otto Kemp at the plate. And Ventura able to get one over for a called strike. 79-mile-an-hour curveball hit the corner. Now the 0-1 is hit in the air. Pop fly past second base. Going back for it is Lara, and able to make the catch. That one just out of the range of the infield fly rule. And there's one away. Gabriel Rincones Jr. at the plate. Fresh off a double and scoring run back in the second inning. This one thrown behind Rincones Jr. Outstanding block there by Lantigua. He's somehow able to keep that in front of him. Just terrific stuff there from the young catcher. He's able to keep this a 2-1 ball game. Now the 1-0 from Ventura. Misses low for ball two. And that is challenged by Lantigua. And a great challenge results in an overturn and a called strike. So a well-chosen spot there. As J.R. Murphy out to complain about that call. Maybe he thought Lantigua took too long to make the decision. You only generally granted about a second or two to decide. And that's probably what the case is. Lantigua certainly took his time to tap his helmet and ask for the challenge. But nothing doing from Nobu Atu, our home plate umpire. Cones fouled that last one away. Count one and two. And now hits one hard on the ground towards Williams. Able to make the turn towards Lara. The throw to first. Not in time. The Mets tried to turn two, but unable to complete it. The run scores from third as we get another look. Well gloved at short by Williams. The turn by Lara was good, but not good enough to catch a speedy Rincones Jr. And the Threshers have tied this game. So all those walks come back to bite the Mets in the inning. But Ventura still not out of trouble. Man on first and third. Facing Jordan Villars. He hits that one hard on the ground, but gloved by Lara on to second for the out. But the Threshers take advantage of the free passes and do the work to manufacture a run. And we are tied at two going to the bottom of the third.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season. So follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Wilfredo Lara leads things off for the Mets in the bottom of the third. He looked at ball one. The second pitch was challenged and reversed to a strike. And now facing a 2-1 count. Barrow fires a 93-mile-an-hour fastball that's put into the right field bleachers by Lara. Count is 2-2. Pitch hit on the ground towards short. Fine play there by Brito. The throw not in time as Lara hustling down the base pass, able to beat out the throw. Would have been an outstanding play by Brito. As we take another look, able to make a really tough stop deep in the hole at short. The jump throw, but Lara easily beating that one out. As the slow rolling nature of that ball and the distance got the better of Brito in the end. Jet Williams now at the plate. He sends one skyward towards right field. It's over the head of Villars. Lara digging for third. He'll stop and Williams will pull up into second with a no-out double. And the Mets have runners on second and third. The table is set for Junior Tillian. You see that one over the head of VRs, who was not playing very deep. Williams took advantage. And now the Mets in business. With Junior Tillian at the plate. Tillian has not had the kind of year he's been looking for. Certainly not the same one he had last season, one that featured a lot more power. The 1-0 from Cabrera. This one laced into left field. That'll get down and all the way to the wall. In comes Lara to score. In comes Williams. He'll score. And another double for the Mets in the inning has seen their lead grow to 4-2. So clutch situational hitting there by the Mets. Still nobody out. And that will induce a conference at the mound. So a rough start to the inning for Gene Cabrera. First three batters safely on. A pair of doubles, one by Williams and now by Tillian. And they have ignited this crowd. Listen to them yell here at Clover Park. Jacob Reimer will take his turn. Count 1-0. Reimer in the middle of an up and down season here in St. Lucie. Shown spurts of excellence. And a very sure glove at third base. DHing for the second game. He looks at a called strike. Reimer trying to avoid being the first put out of the inning. His first three teammates got on with hits. send that one back and out of play. Young Fan able to make her way over and grab it. The 2-2. That one hit right back up the middle. And Brito unable to stab it. Tillian trying to make his way to third, but a poor decision there as he's gunned down easily. The ball was hit into shallow center field. I guess he did not see Rosario quickly make his way to the ball, and he was just cut down immediately. Really no chance to get to third base. And what could have been a good scoring opportunity for the Mets sees Tillian erased at third base. Reimer did run behind and make his way to second on the play. So the Mets again have a runner in scoring position. Scott Oda at the dish. That opening pitch ball is reversed into a strike on challenge by Gene Cabrera. Always wonder how the pitchers saw it so well from 60 feet away, but the umpire unable to make the call. And that one hit on the ground in front of Reimer and into the left field for a base hit. So already a cavalcade of hits in the inning by the Mets. We'll send Eduardo Salazar up for his second at bat. Struck out looking back in the first. The Mets with runners at the corners. 4-2 lead. Off the bat of Junior Tillian trying to make it more. That one hit up the middle. Good turn at second and on to first in time. And Reimer, who tried to score on the play, did not do so in time. So the score will stay 4-2. We take another look at that ball hit to Otto Kemp. Good turn by Eric Brito. Nice stab there at first by Moore to complete the second double play turn by the Threshers today. But the Mets get two in the inning. It's a 4-2 Mets lead.
Hey, baseball fans.
So that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
We're back at Clover Park as Felix Reyes takes the first pitch he sees, sends it deep towards left field, and making the catch on the track is Scott Oda. So a very long out to open the top of the fourth inning. It will go down as a harmless fly ball. Cole Moore at the plate for his second at bat. struck out back in the second. Now sees a slider on the inside corner, fouls it back to the screen. Been a decent start so far for Ventura. Just giving up a pair of runs, one each in the last two innings. The 2-1. Fouled back. What was a light crowd on hand for the first game has blossomed into a much healthier-sized crowd here in Game 2. Plenty on hand to catch this fourth game of the series between the Threshers and Mets. Clearwater took the first two, and then the Mets struck back in the continuation of the postponed game on Thursday, as Moore draws a walk. That will be challenged by Ventura, but will stay a walk. So that's two challenges wrong so far for the Mets. They did get one right earlier. Now down to their last challenge. Ryan Leach at the plate as this one gets past Lantigua and Moore up to second. The Threshers threatening again with a runner in scoring position now for the third inning in a row. Leach really having a time of it at the plate early in his season. That pitch was called a strike, challenged by Leach, and reversed to a ball. So a couple of good challenges early on by Clearwater. Now the 2-0 from Ventura. Couldn't touch the Kerner with a curveball. Count is 3-0. Ventura delivers upstairs for ball four, a four-pitch walk. Got himself into trouble last inning with walks, and now has done the same here, putting the first two men on. Eric Brito at the plate. He was part of those first two walks last inning. Ended up scoring a run. That one high and inside. Count moves to 1-1. So Ventura hasn't had the easiest of nights so far, but battling. Trying to keep this a 4-2 ball game. The pitch, too high for ball two. Has not been able to locate his fastball effectively. Moore away from second. Leach away from first. As the curveball hits for Ventura. 2-2 the count. T- time called at the plate by Brito. Now quickly back in the box. Ventura with the 2-2. This one hit a mile high behind the plate, and it will get out of play. Count stays even at 2-2. As the sun now has completely set over in the west. Another beautiful night in Port St. Lucie, 77 degrees. Another 2-2 from Ventura. And dropped by Lantigua, called strike three, and quickly challenged by Brito. It will stay a strike. So well-located fastball there from Ventura. Sees Brito go down on strikes. Now with two gone in the inning, Ventura trying to pitch his way out of another jam. Ricardo Rosario takes the first pitch he sees and lifts it over first base. Coming on is Salazar, and able to put it away for the third out. So a couple of base runners, but no damage. Ventura gets out of a jam, and the Mets hold a 4-2 lead going to the bottom of the fourth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Ryland Thomas leads things off for the Mets in the bottom of the fourth. We are really zipping along here at Clover Park. Less than an hour expired in this game. We're already at the halfway point. Now we'll have a conference. It's Ryan Leach out to talk to his pitcher. Haven't seen any activity in the Threshers bullpen as of yet. This may be just a strategic conference. They discuss the best way to attack these Mets hitters. It's Thomas, Lantigua, and McIntosh due up. Mets enjoying a 4-2 lead after a big third inning where they nearly batted around. Conference over. The 1-0 from Cabrera. That one low for ball two. Get a look at the numbers for Ryland Thomas. Had a good season so far in limited action. has been very effective at the plate. That 3-0 over for a called strike. Now Thomas awaiting the 3-1. And he hits it, a chopper hard towards second, easily gloved there by Kemp, the first out of the inning. That'll bring Adriel Antigua back to the plate. Grounded into a double play back in the second. Now he looks at a 82-mile-an-hour slider off the outside corner for ball one. Cabrera trying to get through his fourth inning of work. But with his team already trailing by two runs, knows he can't afford any more damage. And that one ties up Lantigua. His pitch well outside, but strike two. The 1-2 swung on and missed. Cabrera has sat down the first two Mets in the inning. Ninth batter Blaine McIntosh now at the plate. Really having a time of it with the bat in his hands this season. Batting just 145. The 0-1, that one's cut foul. We'll see behind in the count what McIntosh has to offer with his two-strike approach. Cabrera trying to get out of the inning, 1-2-3. Now delivers the 0-2, and he'll waste a pitch outside for ball one. Now the 1-2, check swing, but field umpire Gabe Vargas said he did not go around. Count even 2-2 against McIntosh. Cabrera looking for the inning ender and gets it. A foul tip in the mitt, squeezed by Leach, and the Mets go down 1-2-3. Still leading by two, though, as we go to the top of the fifth.
Now, let's get back to the action.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs. Let's go back to the field.
We're back at Clover Park. We begin the top of the fifth. Freshers not enjoying the same success against Mets pitching as they had in the first two games this series. Trailing by two in this abbreviated second half of what we're calling a doubleheader today, even though the first game was played through nine innings. This one will go just seven. And a challenge there will go against the Threshers and stay 0-1. Crawford sends that one out of the stadium and will face an 0-2 count. Ventura coming off a nice job in his last start, trying to make this one equally good as this one's grounded towards Lara. And able to get a speedy Justin Crawford at first. One away. That'll bring up Otto Kemp. 0-2 on the evening. The check swing there. They say he went around. The 0-1, good-looking curveball there from Ventura, induces the swing and miss. And Kemp behind in the count, 0-2. He'll use his only timeout. Now back in the box, awaits the 0-2 delivery from Ventura. That one spiked in the dirt. See the reaction there for Ventura. He wanted that one. Hung up for him and missed. Now the 1-2. 80-mile-an-hour slider gets the swing and miss. Dropped by Lantigua, but on to first for the second out.
Number 45, second fielder, Gabriel McCoy's
junior. After some issues back in the third, Ventura really settling in. Face Gabriel Rincones Jr., his third at bat. Did have that big double back in the second. That opened, well, was the first hit of the game for the Threshers. And the run he scored opened the scoring for Clearwater. Now facing a 2-0 count. Couldn't catch up to the fastball there. 92 miles an hour, right down the pipe. Rincones, certainly one of the stars of this star-studded Threshers lineup. Was named FSL Player of the Week earlier this season. Now sends one a mile in the air towards right field. Coming on is McIntosh and able to make the put out. Ventura sits them down 1-2-3 in the inning. He's got a good thing going through five, and so do the Mets as they still lead 4-2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are, and listening to me, John DeStefano, as we begin the bottom of the fifth inning. St. Lucie still enjoying a 4-2 lead as that one's hit a trapper back towards the pitcher. Good job by the bear to field his position and get Wilfredo Lara at first. Send Jet Williams to the plate. He's 1-for-2 in game two. Was part of that hit parade in the third inning. He doubled and scored a run. That third inning featured five straight St. Lucie Mets reach base safely, all via the base hit. Some base running issues and a double play put a quick end to what could have been an even larger inning. They only scored two runs. Now Cabrera's 0-2 to Williams is spiked in the dirt. Count 1-2 against Jet. Really crushed that ball back in the third that got over right fielder Jordan Villar's head. Trying to increase his effectiveness with the bat this season. He's done great work to get on. Still leads the team in on-base percentage. Hasn't had too many hits to speak of. This one out towards right. Long run for VRs as he's able to make the catch in foul territory. Two gone. Junior Tillian back at the plate. 2-for-2 tonight with a pair of singles. Barrett trying to make this another 1-2-3 inning. He's had two of those already today. The 0-1 just missed the outside corner. It's an 85 mile an hour slider. And Cabrera will go ahead and challenge. But it will stay a ball. So count still even at 1-1. And now the Threshers down to their final challenge of the evening. 1-1, 94 mile an hour heater. Over for a called strike. Cabrera dialing up the velocity. The 1-2. Swung on and chopped foul. Tillian gets into one, but it will stay up for Rincones. And the Mets do go down in order once again. Score still 4-2. But the Threshers now running out of outs. It's just the sixth and seventh scheduled remaining. as we go to the top of the sixth.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
And action, it has been all day long. A pair of well-scored games between the Mets and Threshers. Mets took the opening game 9-2. They enjoyed their largest lead of the season. That one challenged by Jordan Villars, and it ruled a ball. He sees the next pitch over for a strike. It's new pitcher in the game for St. Lucie. It's Jimmy Loper. He takes over things for Ventura. Ventura had a very nice start for himself. He's now put together three appearances in a row with two earned runs or less. And that one hit on the ground. It will stay fair for Villars. This one all the way to the wall as Villars digging for second, and he will slide in safely. So a leadoff double for Jordan Villars. That'll bring the tying run to the plate. And that's no stranger to drama at Clover Park. As Felix Reyes at the plate. And this one chopped towards Loper. He's able to glove it, turn and throw, and get the out at first. VR's over to third on the play. Cole Moore at the plate. He's 0-1 on the day. Struck out back in the second. Drew a walk in the fourth. Now at the plate, trying to cut into this Mets lead. And this may do exactly that. Sent way high in the air towards center. Thomas able to make the catch, but deep enough for VRs to come in and score. And now St. Lucie leading 4-3. That one, as you can tell, plenty far enough. Thomas not even electing to make the throw as VR is able to jog home from third. Just a reminder, fans, to chat with us on Bally Live. And we do have a trivia question posted. A late one this evening. This one relating to the 200 hit club for the New York Mets. Since their inception in 1962, just two New York Mets have collected more than 200 hits in a season. One of them was Jose Reyes back in 2008. Name the other. Loper misses outside for ball two. With Ryan Leach at the plate. Now pours in a fastball, swung on and missed. Twos across the board with Leach at the plate, so he'll take his time out. Get you the answer for that trivia question most likely next inning. As the count remains 2-2 against Leach. Loper misses with a curveball outside. Count now full at 3-2. Doesn't want to lose Leach after being ahead. Definitely not a hitter he should be afraid of, as he goes right after him there. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, unable to be caught up to by Leach. But the Threshers cut the lead in half. Now it's a 4-3 lead as we go to the bottom of the sixth.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Back at Clover Park, we start the bottom of the sixth inning. Good game we have for you tonight. Much tighter than the first game. That's one, a 9-2 affair. And now have just a one-run lead over the Clearwater Threshers. Jacob Reimer at the plate. Looked at the first two pitches over for called strikes. Andrew Williams on the mound for Clearwater. That third strike swung on and missed. Reimer trying to get on with a drop strike there, but unable to beat out the throw.
Number 45, left fielder, Scott Oda.
So that's the first time Reimer's been retired on the day. He's 2-for-3. Scott Oda at the plate. He also has not made out this game. hit that big triple to score two runs back in the first, and was part of the five straight Met hits in the third inning with a single. Count 1-0 against Oda. You can see the work he's put in over the last few weeks really paying off. His approach has gotten better and better. His swing has looked fantastic, and he's risen his average to 277 on the year. Does not have enough at bats to qualify, but if he did, that would lead the team. The 2-1. Swing and a miss there. An 81-mile-an-hour slider out of the hand of Williams fooled him. Count even at 2-2. Williams misses outside with that same slider. Count full. Mets looking to add some insurance runs here in the bottom of the sixth as Oda fights off a fastball and sends it out of play. That one up to 95 on the gun for Williams. The payoff pitch. This one hit in the air towards left. Calling for it is Rancones, and he's got it for the second out. So Oda retired for the first time. That'll bring Eduardo Salazar to the plate. He's 0 for 2 on the day. He laces that one into left field. It will roll all the way to the wall. Salazar digging for second and easily in there with a two-out stand-up double. The Mets get a runner in scoring position late in this ball game, trying to manufacture an insurance run or two before the Threshers will get their final scheduled ups in the top of the seventh. But still more work to do for Ryland Thomas. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Got a single back in the second inning. Thomas off to such a good start in his young season. Hampered by some injuries, missed some time. Now trying to come through here and get a big insurance run for his club. The 0-1 from Williams is hit in the air towards the gap. But coming over is Rancones, able to secure the catch and the final out of the inning. The Mets strand one, and we will go to the top of the seventh in a tight 4-3 ball game.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt?
all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Close ball game here at Clover Park as we begin the top of the seventh, the final scheduled inning, the second half of the doubleheader. Kevin Villavicencio into the game for the Mets, replacing Eduardo Salazar at first. He'll play second as Wilfredo Lara over to play first. And Jimmy Loper out for his second relief inning, trying to close this one out for St. Lucie. We'll face Eric Brito, who fouled that one off. Now a 1-1 count. So Looper did good work last inning to keep runs off the board after Jordan Villar's hit a two-out double. Now ahead in the count, 1-2 against Eric Brito. And a fastball right down the middle will sit Brito down. And one away in the top of the seventh. The Mets now just two outs away from doing something they have not done yet this season. And that's take two in a row from the Threshers. What a boon it would be to this ball club. They're able to stare down the best team in the league. In fact, one of the best in all of minor league baseball, and even this second series at two games apiece. Ricardo Rosario at the plate. He'll send that one out of play. Foul. As Loper called on last inning to clean things up for Jordani Ventura, who went five strong, allowing just two runs on two hits. Got himself into trouble with a couple of walks, but largely did the job and is in line for a win. The 1-1 hits the corner for a called strike, 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Loper ahead in the count once again. The 1-2. That's spiked in the dirt. Count even again at 2-2. That one is outside for ball three. Loper tried to paint the corner with a changeup. Loper does not want to see a base runner this inning, but he will, as that one missed low for ball four. And Rosario on, representing the tying run. Just had a feeling as we got later and later into this ball game, the drama probably not over. This Threshers lineup too good to not make things interesting. Justin Crawford at the plate. He's already come through so many times this season for his team. wants to extend things here in the top of the seventh. Just got a piece of that last one. The count is 0-2 against Crawford. Loper trying to keep one of the base hitters in baseball off the base paths. That one's high and away for ball one. The 1-2 on the out inside corner, strike three. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball did the trick. Take another look. Great location. And surprising not to see a swing there out of Crawford. But he goes down on strikes, and the Threshers are down to their final out. Otto Kemp at the dish. He looks at strike one, 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Kemp 0 for 3 on the day. Would love to get his first hit here. And the 0-1 squeezed by Lantigua, but it was outside. Now the 1-1 from Loper. Caught the outside corner with a heater. 92 miles an hour. And the Threshers are now down to their final strike. Kemp will take a timeout. Probably no better place to take one than right here. Loper trying to put this away. Kemp trying to keep things going. The 1-2. It's too high for ball two. This crowd ready to explode. Looking for their first back-to-back win over this team this season. The 2-2. Called strike three on the outside corner. Loper cleans things up. The Mets will take a 4-3 win and will sweep the doubleheader. And just a terrific pitching performance all around by St. Lucie this afternoon. As they held a very strong hitting, the best hitting team in the league in the Threshers, to two runs and now three across the last 16 innings, and that is no mean feat. So we'll take a quick break and wrap things up with a post-game show. The party is on in St. Lucie. The Mets sweep the doubleheader over the Threshers.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, We know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. As John said, the party is on. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you from high atop the action, the fourth floor broadcasting booth. As you see, the fans are sticking around for the fireworks show, which will begin shortly. Great day at the ballpark for the Mets. They win the continuation of Thursday's suspended game 9-2, and then they win the seven-inning game 4-3. They have evened this series up at two games apiece, and the Mets can win a series for the first time this year if they get a win tomorrow. But first, we'll go over the highlights of Game 2. There you see Giordani Ventura. Really a typical May start for him. He struggled with command at points and times, but the results, you cannot lie, they were good today. Scott Oda with the two-run triple here. Oda had a big day. He was only retired one time across the two games today. That gave the Mets an early 2-0 lead. He's starting around into form. Ventura was on early, gave up a double and an RBI single in the second inning. As you see, here's a ball fisted in a right field by Reyes. Sliding attempt by McIntosh cannot be made. That sent Rincon is home, and the Threshers were on the board. It was 2-1 Mets. As Gene Cabrera, he was in and out of trouble all game as well. He gets a double play off the bat of Lantigua there. And then a called third strike on McIntosh. McIntosh would challenge that pitch, but unsuccessful. Most guys were unsuccessful challenging. There's a great stop by Jet Williams. He had a tremendous day as well. Nearly a double play to get out of trouble. But it could have been a lot worse in that inning. There's a double by Junior Tilley, and that will bring in Lara. Not far behind is Williams, and the Mets went up 4-2. The Mets actually had 5 hits to start that third inning, but Tillian out on the bases strangely on a single, and that double play could have been a lot bigger lead for the Mets, but really it was all about the pitching once again, as even though we walked a couple of batters in the fourth inning and in the third inning as well, Ventura not give up the big hit. You can live with the sac fly. That was off a Loper. Made it a one-run game. And Loper gets the strikeout of Leach to end the sixth. And then in the seventh, he struck out 3 batters. All 3 looking. Very strange that the Clearwater Threshers, who had the best offense in the league, would go down looking like that in the seventh. But that's the way it is. So a remarkable day for the Mets. And I feel like we said the same thing last week. The Mets were just getting trucked over by the Palm Beach Cardinals, the best team in the East. And all of a sudden, they looked like world beaters last Saturday and Sunday. Earlier this week, the Threshers come out. They beat the Mets 6-2 and 6-0. But the Mets have won 2 in a row now. They've won 4 out of the last 6. And they've done it against the 2 best teams in the league. So, John, it's just a funny game, this baseball. You have the Mets they've had a bad record in the league all year, but they're now playing their best baseball, and they can show that they can hang with anybody.
Yeah, they certainly can, and they really took it to the Threshers in the first game. They were 6-for-13 with runners in scoring position. That's going to win you a lot of ball games. That kind of production is something we haven't seen from this St. Lucie team much this season, but you really enjoy seeing it when you do. And then in the second game, Giordani Ventura connecting back-to-back good starts here at home. He's been really rejuvenated in May. And if you get these kind of pitching performances on back-to-back days and back-to-back games, you're going to get a lot of wins.
Yeah, we've talked about it all season. This Mets pitching staff has talent, but the numbers and the production just hasn't really backed up that talent, at least the first month of the season. But it's starting to round into shape now. The Mets offense can get the big hits like Tillian had in the third inning today. And if they have the occasional outburst of runs like they did in the first game today, Mets are going to find themselves winning quite a few ball games, I think, as we enter the third month of the season. The winning pitcher here in Game 2 is Ventura. The losing pitcher was Cabrera. The Mets improved their record to 12-31. Clearwater drops to 31-12. But the Threshers still overall in good shape in the West Division. contest. The Mets are now under 22 games left in the first half. Hopefully they can have a good finish to the first half, and that will carry some momentum into the second. Once again, your final is 4-3. The Mets will go for the series victory tomorrow. It's the rubber match. Clearwater can get the series victory as well. First pitch is at 12:10 tomorrow. It's a single 9-inning game. We will go airtime on Bally Live at high noon. We will send you off with fireworks. Once again, your final from Clover Park. The Mets 4, the Threshers 3. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. I hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your night.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.